Are you ready to be entertained with pointless jibber-jabber and senseless small talk? If so, then you have come to the right place. It's the Todd Cook Show, starring Todd Cook, and featuring music by local and national artists. Now, broadcasting from his garage, here is Todd Cook!
Yippee skippy! It's time to start another episode of my podcast. I am here, you are here, I am talking, you are listening. This is the Todd Cook Show. I am Todd Cook, and thank you very much for listening to episode 2-11 of the Todd Cook Show. That is season 2, episode 11. And let me add them all up now and see what episode I am actually on. I stopped season 1 after episode 20 because I figured 20 episodes, we could call that a season. And now I'm on episode 11 of season 2. So we got 20 episodes and 11 more. That makes 31. Already 31 episodes of the Todd Cook Show to date. It won't be long. We'll get up to that 52. And we can say that's a year. But actually just the 40th episode will be the end of season 2. And then we can start season 3. And if I keep going at this rate, I'm going to have 100 seasons before you know it. And most seasons, you know, between season 1 and season 2 of a television show, you might have a few months or whatever where they don't have any shows. Maybe even almost half a year, 6 months or a year, I don't know. But most of the time, there's a long gap between the end of one season and the beginning of another season. But here on the Todd Cook Show, when season 1 ended, I immediately picked up on season 2 the next week. So there will not be any long breaks between seasons here. So I could very well get up to about 100 seasons of the Todd Cook Show. My email address is thetoddcookshow@gmail.com. You can look this show up through Facebook. People need to friend me on Facebook as well. I don't mention that as much as I need to, but anybody who was out there listening last week, by the way, last week my last episode was one of the biggest or most listened to episodes I have done to date. There was quite a few people that listened to that show. So thank you very much. And if you're listening to this one as well, make sure you look up the Todd Cook Show on Facebook and you can friend me there as well. And that will help to spread the message about this show being out there to try to get more listeners and to make this a better show. I need your help. So please, if you are listening to this through a Facebook link, please click like or share to help me out there. You can also go to youtube.com/the Todd Cook Show or go to iTunes. I'm actually a little behind on my iTunes. I got to upload a couple more episodes to get me up to date there. But youtube.com/the Todd Cook Show or go to the podcast section of iTunes and listen to me there as well. And I'm going to try to find some other websites to start uploading it to make it as easy as possible for people to find this show and to listen to it. On this episode, I'm going to talk about having a conversation with my son. He's 6 years old, and he's kind of in one of those stages where he just likes to talk a lot, it seems. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the most recent experience I had with that. And then the rest of the show is going to be a kitchen sinking show. Anybody out there who's listened to this program with any level of consistency, you might remember me doing a bit I call kitchen sinking. And this is not going to be a full-fledged kitchen sinking bit. It's going to be kind of a fake one, if you will, and I'll explain that in just a few short minutes. And I also got music by a band called Bride, my favorite band of all time, and I'm going to explain why I'm playing yet another one of their songs coming up in just a few short minutes. All right, let's talk about my son and his ability to talk and have conversations. First, let me say that he plays this video game online. It's called Minecraft. And there's, I'm sure, people out there listening who have heard of this game. It's really neat. It's one of those games that I like watching him play. It's a game that really encourages creativity. Basically, the game is everything is a cube, a block, a cube. The trees are cubes. The hills are cubes. And you can just build anything you want out of different kinds of cubes. And you can put those cubes however you want them. And if you can build it out of a cube, you can build it, or you can destroy it. You can dig holes, make caves. You can saw a video of one guy build up a huge volcano and filled it up with lava. The limit, it's just unlimited to what you can do. It's a really neat game. But unfortunately, we probably let my son play a little bit more than he should. I'm not sure, you know, a couple times a day, you know, half hour, maybe an hour or so a day. I don't know how much, but he just talks about Minecraft quite a bit. He likes the game, and 90% of his conversations start with the phrase, "Daddy on Minecraft today," or "Daddy when I play Minecraft today." And he also watches videos on YouTube that helps him learn how to play the game and different things that he can do. So he'll say, "Daddy, I was watching a video today on Minecraft, and this guy did this and that." So it's usually about Minecraft or about the weather. You know, I said on a previous episode that he said he wants to grow up and be a Bigfoot hunter. Well, the other thing that he wants to grow up to be is a weatherman. He's pretty fascinated by the weather. Anytime, and we have a lot of severe weather here in Wichita. You know, it's been raining on and off for the last, you know, week straight. I don't think we've had more than, you know, maybe a 12-hour span where it didn't rain at all. But he talks about the weather a lot, and he talks about Minecraft a lot. And here recently, me and my wife took him out to go school shopping. He needed some new clothes. Bought all the jeans that he had from last year were either a little too small or they got big holes in them. And, you know, it's that time of year when you're going to school, you got to go school shopping, get some new clothes and other things that he needed for school. So me and my wife and him went out and left the youngest one at home with grandma. And in the car, he got in one of those moods where he was just talking. And I don't want to be one of those dads that sits up in the front seat and just tells him to be quiet. You know, you shut up, or we're trying to go shopping here. I'm driving. I'm tired of hearing you yak on and on and on about this and that. So just be quiet. You know, I don't want to be that one of those dads. And so, you know, I try to talk with him as much as I can. It's pretty hard to keep going after a while. But, you know, he started talking about Minecraft again. And I got really tired of hearing about Minecraft. And like I said, I didn't want to tell him to shut up. So I tried to change the subject, and I must have succeeded at some point. Because instead of talking about Minecraft, he started talking about how when he grows up and once again, you know, Bigfoot hunter, weatherman, and now he has declared that when he grows up and after college, of course, he's going to go to college, but he's going to start a farm. And I was like, oh, why are you going to start a farm? He goes, because I can have wheat there where you mommy and daddy can get bread. I can have cows where you, mommy and daddy, you'll be able to get milk. And I can have, you know, chickens where you guys will be able to have eggs. And he just kept going on and on. And he said, when I have this farm, I will give you and mommy half of everything I have on the farm. And he said, that way you won't ever have to go grocery shopping again. And I said, well, that sounds like a great idea. Mommy and dad doesn't like going grocery shopping very much at all. And we would not have to spend the money. If you got a farm and you give us 50% of what you have on that farm, we wouldn't have to go grocery shopping. But I think in reality, what he was doing was trying to find a way where he would not have to go grocery shopping because he doesn't like leaving the house too much. The youngest one, anytime we're ready to go grocery shopping, he gets excited, wants to go bye-bye, finds his shoes and, you know, brings them to us and says, you know, we'll put my shoes on. He's ready to go. And in fact, if we start getting ready and then something happens where it slows us down, you know, like we forget to get the diaper bag or whatever it is, and or it's taking Johnny a little while to get his stuff ready, Jackson will start getting upset. He'll start getting mad, like crying, like, I want to go right now. I'm ready. But Johnny never really wants to leave. So I think the main reason he came up with this idea that he was going to have a farm when he got older was not so mommy and daddy wouldn't have to go grocery shopping, but so he would not have to go grocery shopping. But either way, it's a win-win situation. So when he grows up, he's either going to be a Bigfoot hunter, a weatherman, or now he's just going to be a farmer. But I'd be proud of him either way. And any of those occupations there are just as noble as they could be. So I would not have any problem with that whatsoever. All right, I'm going to take a short break here and play a commercial for the folks here in the Wichita area, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Todd Cook Show.
Hi, Todd Cook here. Do you like going out on Friday or Saturday nights for some supper and live music, but you're not into the bar scene? Because let's face it, when the alcohol starts to flow, those places can get a little loud and a bit rowdy.
sometimes to the point that it becomes difficult for you to enjoy your food or the music. Do you wish that there was a place that had good food, good music, but a less distracting atmosphere? A place that you can enjoy the food and the music, but still get home at a decent hour? Well, that place does exist, and it's right here in Wichita on the corner of Douglas and Hillside, or 110 South Hillside to be exact. It's called The Kiln. They have live music every Friday and Saturday night, starting at 7 p.m. and ending at 9. The Kiln is a Christian-ran, non-alcoholic establishment that operates solely on donations. And they always have great food and great entertainment. And one of the best parts, you don't need a babysitter. You can bring the kids with you. So for more information, contact Mike through the Facebook page, The Kiln, K-I-L-N. And be sure to check it out yourself this Friday or Saturday night, 110 South Hillside. Corner of Douglas and Hillside in Wichita, The Kiln, where they are always glad you came.
His lips are moving, but he ain't saying anything. Todd Cook.
All right, I am back. You're listening to the Todd Cook Show, of course. Look me up on Facebook, The Todd Cook Show on Facebook, and be sure to friend me, like me, share anything that I might post there. Let's get the word out that there's a new podcaster in town, and that podcaster is me. And with your help, I can grow this podcast into something magnificent. Maybe. Someday. Or maybe even get a real job on the radio or something. But if it wasn't for you guys helping me out here, I would not have any listeners at all. So for all those out there who have shared this show with other people, thank you very much. And you can email me at thetoddcookshow@gmail.com. I'm going to play a little music by Bride here coming up in just a few short minutes. You don't want to miss that. But now let's get into this kitchen sinking idea. And let me explain this one more time for everybody out there who might be listening for the first time, who maybe have listened but have never heard an episode where I did kitchen sinking. Years ago, I was listening to a couple talk radio DJs called Don and Mike, and they were reading a list that they had found off the internet of 10 things that a radio talk show host should not do. And one of those things was called kitchen sinking, and that meant you should not switch subjects too often as you're talking on your program, because if you switch subjects too often, people will have difficulty understanding or following what you're saying. Once they get interested in one subject, you change to the next, and eventually they get interested in that, but by the time they really get interested, you're changing to another subject, and so they get frustrated and they just kind of turn the radio to another station. So you're not supposed to talk about this. You're not supposed to throw this into the conversation or that into the conversation. You're not supposed to throw everything into the conversation, including the kitchen sink. So you're not supposed to do any kitchen sinking. But here on the Todd Cook Show, I believe my audience can follow along just fine no matter how many times I switch subjects, because my audience is a little smarter than the average radio listening audience. So I'm going to do a little kitchen sinking here. Now, normally, I switch subjects a lot more than I am going to right now. Normally, I think the last time when I really truly did the bit, I think I had like over 20 subjects that I did in like 5 minutes or something, and just switching from one to the next over and over and over. But this time, I think I might dwell on a few subjects a little bit longer. I don't have that many listed here. And one of the main reasons I'm doing this is as I was trying to come together, get all the stuff together for whatever I wanted to talk about in the show. And once again, everything I talk about in the show comes from my head. Other radio DJs, they have internet websites that are DJ prep services that they go to find material, or just anywhere on the internet or out of a magazine or a newspaper or off a TV show. They get their material from places other than their heads, but not me. 100% of what I talk about on this show is always from my own very thick-skulled head. And as I was getting things ready for this show, I couldn't decide what I wanted to talk about. I had several different things and different stories I could tell. And I just decided instead of picking one and stretching it out, you know, for a 10-minute span, I would just start doing multiple topics and do it like kind of a miniature kitchen seeking bit, but do it through the entire show. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go through different subjects and just talk about them briefly. Some of them I might talk about for a full minute. Others maybe just 5 seconds. I don't know what will happen. But here we go. And every time you hear this noise, that means I am switching subjects. Just in case you are having trouble following along a little bit, just listen for this noise and you know that I moved on to the next subject. So here we go for episode 2-11 of the Todd Cook Show, Kitchen Sinking. I was out and about the other day in a kind of a crowded area, and there was a lot of people walking around. It was kind of a farm and art market. So there was a lot of people walking around, different vendors selling things, and a lot of people bring their dogs out there. And the question I have for some people is, why do you have your dog on a leash if you're just going to let him go anywhere he wants to anyway? I saw one particular guy zigzagging around through the crowd of people being drugged by a dog, basically. If you got the dog on the leash, the purpose of that is to try to control the dog a little bit. But the dog was just totally controlling him. If you're going to let the dog go anywhere he wants to, why have him on a leash? Why not just follow him around? Just let him wander around wherever he wants to go. Let him go. You just follow him. Because that's basically what you're doing. That's what this guy was doing, but he had a leash on there. The leash, you're supposed to try to control the dog a little bit. You got to stop and pick up his poop every now and then. At least show him who's boss to at least some level and try to control the dog a little bit. I was playing with my band at this same event, actually, at the Farm and Art Market. We're playing outside, and there's a lot of people out there. And right during a song, a guy from behind the stage area comes up and tries to give me a can of Coca-Cola as I'm playing my guitar. Now, I'd been singing quite a bit. My throat was probably a little dry, and that Coke actually looked like it'd be pretty good at the moment. But it's a little hard to grab a can of Coke from somebody's hand without stopping playing guitar. Maybe he didn't see that I was playing guitar. Maybe he didn't see that there was other musicians there with me. Maybe he didn't see all the cords and the microphones and the speakers and the monitors and the whole sound system. Maybe for some reason he didn't realize what was going on. But literally, as I'm strumming my guitar, I see a hand come up from behind me, and he's handing me a can of Coke and asking me if I am thirsty and would like a free can of Coke. I could have thought of a better time maybe to come up and ask me if I wanted a Coke than right during a song. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts at work, and one of the frustrations I have is a lot of the podcasts I listen to, actually most of them, probably all of them, are slanted a little bit towards the humor side, or very strongly actually towards the humor side. The hosts on those shows try to be funny, and even when they're not trying to be funny, a lot of times they are funny. But the problem is I'm sitting there listening, and I got my headphones on. Nobody else can hear what I'm listening to. And so when something funny happens, or somebody says something funny on one of these podcasts, if I start laughing, I look ridiculous. And I need to find a way to be able to laugh with my headphones on when nobody else can hear what I'm listening to. And as far as they know, I'm listening to some song or something, or there's nothing on there. They can see the headphones in there, but actually I only got it in one ear, so if they see from the other side, they don't even know I'm listening to anything. You know, the headphones usually in my right ear, so if they're standing on my left side, they don't see anything. All they see is some guy standing there doing his work and starting to laugh for no apparent reason. And I got to find some way to be able to do that without looking completely ridiculous. Super glue does not work for me. Every time I have a problem, something broke, a piece of plastic, you know, I had some sunglasses once that broke, and usually it's one of my son's toys because he plays really rough and breaks his toys quite a bit, but super glue does not work for me. I hear all kinds of people talking about, well, something breaks, just put a little dab of super glue on there and it's fine. I just recently, my son has this big robot that he pushed a button there and it lights up and says different things, and its head popped off and all the wires were exposed and everything, so it doesn't work like it's supposed to anymore. But I put the head back on and its foot came off, and I put the foot back on and I used this wonderful stuff called super glue. Didn't work. Less than 24 hours later, the foot was had fell off again. I don't have any luck with super glue whatsoever. All right. Now, I'm not really changing subjects right now. I'm going to take a short little break here and play a song for you. And when I come back, I'll finish up my kitchen sinking. But I'm playing another song by Bride. I've played them multiple times. And this will be 2 weeks in a row with some heavy metal going on here. So I don't know what's going on with the Todd Cook Show here, but we're getting into the heavy metal here. But this is by my favorite band. That's why I play them so often. They're called Bride, and they are releasing a brand new album. It should be out just any day now, sometime by the end of this month or during September for sure. Their new album called Uncorruptible will be out, but they released a single from that album. It's called Free, and I'm going to play that song for you right now on the Todd Cook Show. So, without any further delay, and I got to explain this, normally I have these songs loaded into my soundboard, so all I have to do is push a button. But now I'm going to play it straight off of something else, and so I have to concentrate a little bit. Now, I could try to do this really smoothly and not tell anybody what's going on, but anytime I try to be real smooth about something, I usually end up messing something up. So, to help my brain adjust here, I'm going to talk my way through it. I'm going to click on this, and then I'm going to click on that, and now, from the new album, Uncorruptible, here is a song called Free by Bride on the Todd Cook Show. We'll be right back.
throat. My tongue is numb, my eyes are open to see. Plow my body with your steam wrapped around my golden wings, squeezing the breath out of me. I fight through blood and misery. Today it should have been me, but I watched the whole world die for different reasons I can't explain. Today I watched you cry. Would you just be potent? Just we all die alone. It's not just we all lose trust, we all die alone. Life screams loud, stripped of power, we all die alone. When it turns sour in our dying hour, we all die alone.
The song is called Free, the album is called Uncorruptible, and the band, of course, is called Bride, and you can go to bridepub.com to pre-order that album right now. That's BRIDEPUB.com, and you can pre-order that song, which is 7 minutes. Actually, the entire album you can get there, and I did realize, but I forgot to factor that in, that song is 7 minutes long, over 7 minutes, and so that takes me to the end of this show already. I don't have anything left really to say. Actually, I guess I will take this last 30 seconds I got here to give you one more kitchen sinking bit. Let me look at my list and see if I can pick a good one here to end this show on. Oh, how about this one right here? I recently took a pee in a black toilet. I've taken plenty of pees in white toilets, of course, and I think I've taken a pee in a pink toilet before, in a blue toilet, but I've never taken a pee in a black toilet. And as I was standing there looking down at it, it was kind of weird. It was almost like it was camouflaged in there, because with the black, you can't see the shadows or the shape of the toilet at all. It just looked like this big, like empty void, like I was looking down into this abyss. And so I just stood there, and I peed into this empty blackness, and I'm still not sure where my pee went. So, black toilets, how about that? All right, that's the end of this show. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week, and I'll have another show up there, and I will talk, and you can listen.